Okay, Sister Christina, please read for us Numbers 22 from verse 21.
Numbers 22, verse 21.
To 33.
To 33. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princess of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass when his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword down in his hands, drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside on the way and went into the field, and Balaam spoke the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn, either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass and said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. Is that where you want me to stop?
33.
Sorry. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now as I had slain thee and saved her alive.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Sister Christina just read for us Numbers chapter 22, verses 21 through 23. I want to talk to you this morning about the evil that men do, the ungrateful heart of man. The ungrateful heart of man, which is the evil that men do. That's the title. So we pick the story up of Balaam. By the way, you must know that Balaam was a soothsayer. He was not a man of God. The Bible clearly says so in the book of Joshua. It calls him a soothsayer. So he was not a servant of God. So Balaam was a double-minded prophet, fake prophet. Balaam, whatever you want to brand him, was corrupt. So for the sake of clean language, we will not use ass. Let's call it donkey. Because of my little boy there.
There was a lot of that word.
And matter of fact, in Peter, he calls it a dumb ass.
Yeah, you know, he does.
So, yeah, in the book of Peter. So, for the sake of the kids, we'll translate it to donkey. Thank you. So, Balaam, and he's talking donkey. So, by all accounts, this donkey that Balaam owned was a faithful donkey. Right?
Amen. He was.
He was a good donkey. He was obedient to Balaam. He served Balaam. And though the Bible does not tell us how many years Balaam had owned this donkey, but we know, by all account, must have been for a long time. So as long as this donkey obeyed Balaam, as long as this donkey was faithful, was subservient to Balaam, Balaam was happy. Balaam proudly said, "Oh, I love my donkey. He's a faithful donkey. Oh, what a beautiful donkey. Always praising this donkey." And people would think that Balaam truly loved the donkey or loved his donkey. But soon as this donkey, for an obvious reason, that Balaam's blindness prevented him from seeing what was ahead, as soon as this donkey showed the slightest disobedience to Balaam, was not doing the bidding of his master, Balaam objectified this donkey, made this donkey nothing. Began to beat the donkey. "Move! Move!" Crushing this donkey. "What's wrong with you? Don't you know I'm Balaam? I own you. Move!" 3 times. Then the dumb donkey said, "Master, what have I done? You've owned me all these years. I've been obedient to you. Today, something is wrong that you cannot see. You can't even see the angel of death standing in the way. The donkey not knowing that it's not him that the angel of the death is after. But it was after the unrighteous prophet. Yet the donkey was trying to save his life without him knowing. But it was beating, smashing the donkey." And the donkey said, "What have I done that I deserve this thrashing? 3 times that you have smitten me. What have I done?" And look at Balaam. The heart of man. The evil that men do. Look at how selfish he was. I love that the Bible said the donkey fell. Mm-hmm. Could not move. Brethren, if you are humane, your donkey falls. Is it not for you to say, "What's going on?" If you truly love that donkey, would you not hop off the donkey? Hop down and say, "What's going on? What's up? You've never done this." But because I am Balaam, selfish and blind, self-serving, it's all about Balaam. It's all about you all the time. You don't care about the feeling of others. You don't care about the feeling of your wife, of your husband, as long as you are comfortable. That's all that matters to you. That's what's playing out here in this story. That's the evil that men do, the ungrateful heart of man. As long as your wife, "Oh yes, you want to have sex. Yes." And then she welcomes you. She's a faithful wife. But one night, as she said, "Baby, I have a headache." Now, here we go again. Same thing. Your husband is the provider. And the check is short. You start mouthing off. "Oh, I'm tired. When are we going to move out of this place?" Brethren, that is not the way to be. You are selfish. Like Balaam. This donkey had served him for many years, doing what is right. Could he not just immediately look back to say, "This has never happened. There must be something wrong." But because of his greed, remember where he was going to go so that he would collect. Because of his greed, because of his selfishness, because of this attitude of me, man, and I, Everything is about you. You may not say so, but every one of your actions portrays that. You know, that in theology, there's what they call Balaamism, or, you know, about Balaam, you know, from the word Balaam. So this is one of the aspects of Balaamism. You're acting like a Balaam. The spirit of Balaam is in you, where you are so selfish and so self-centered, nobody else matters. Or the people in your life, they are just mere objects. That as long as the paycheck is coming, the fun is happening, you're like, yeah, I love my husband. I love my mommy. I love my daddy. I love my wife. Yeah. But let something, just something little, happen. Become a little muppet that nobody can control. You talk 90 words in 1 second because of one mistake that person made. Brethren, that is not the heart to have. That is not the heart to have. The Bible says that what? We must honor one another above what? Ourselves. That's the teaching of the Bible. What you are doing is what the world does. It's about, in the world, people is about what they can get for themselves, not what they can provide for others. Look at corporate America. It's the same thing, the Balaamism in corporate America. They use up the employees and send them home, isn't it? They work you to death with less compensation. That's Balaamism. It happens at home. You use up your husband, you're not ready for the next man. Use up your wife, the next thing you want, divorce. It shouldn't be so among us Christians. You are a Christian, I keep telling you, that the standard of God is different from what's out there. And you are the flag bearer of this book. That folks must first know what's in the Bible through you without ever opening the Bible. That folks must say, what makes this person different? Because people, whether you like it or not, every one of us, we people watch. You take notes of things. You take note of people. None of us is blind. If you see somebody every day, they come in and out in an environment where everybody's wearing shorts and jeans, but this particular individual is always in a shirt and a tie. You take note, and then you begin to watch him. You begin to watch him, and you see his mannerism. Yes, sir. How are you, sister? Oh, I'm sorry. Begin to watch. And then one day, I'm sure, if you are bold enough, you will tell the person, sir, can I speak to you? Why do you always dress like this? Everybody's, you know, casual. But you're always clean. And they might go ahead to tell you. So, man, well, I'm a Christian. Oh, no wonder. You see, that's how we have to be. Our hearts must be worn on our sleeves. But when your heart is impure, oh my goodness, brethren, even the Lord is crying. Because what you will show that is in your heart, nobody will come to you. Balaam, he was greedy on the way to go and receive reward, to go and curse Israel and gain money. Look at his double-mindedness. The Lord said, don't go. And then when they came back and said, man, we'll make you a great man, give you more money. And said, okay, wait a minute. Let me go talk. Ask the Lord again. And then the Lord said, okay, go. And then the angel accosted him. He was so blind, he didn't see the angel. Yet, he was the prophet. He was the prophet. But God opened the eyes of the donkey while the prophet's eyes were blind. So all that glitters is not gold. Somebody could say they're a prophet, but don't put your hope and trust in him, because God may have departed from them. The Spirit of God may have departed. And nonetheless, just like Balaam, he could say things about you that are true. It still doesn't mean that he's of God. So you must have that spirit of discernment in you to know what is right. This donkey saved his life, brethren, 3 times, because the Bible says, and the ass saw him and turned from me these 3 times, unless he had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee. Without the donkey turning 3 times, the first time the donkey saved his life, he beat the donkey. The second time, saved his life, he beat the donkey. The third time, donkey saved his life, he beat the donkey. Is that not what we do sometimes? The very people that are saving you, the very people that are helping you, that's the one that you trample upon. Folks that God have used in your life mightily, those are the ones that you fight sometimes. Is that not what the world says? Burning bridges? That's burning bridges in world standard, right? Yes. Have you burned bridges? What bridge have you burned? The Lord is speaking to you today. You have to repair that bridge, that it may be well with you. People that have played integral parts, roles in our lives, be it your parents, be it, you know, your co-worker, somebody that did something for you that you know, at that point in time of your life, without that action, you don't know where your life would have been. Brethren, you must hold such men and women honorably. You must, till the day you depart from this life, because they saved you. That's what happened here. This donkey saved Balaam 3 times. But what did he get? A beating. That's you. You trample, you talk bad, you curse, get angry at people that have helped you, at people God has placed in your life. And you must not do so. I want us to look at another story, you know, very short, you know, in the next 10 minutes we'll be done. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. I'll just read the key verse. Chapter 24, verse 22. It said, Joash, the king, remembered not the kindness which Joiada, his father, had done to him, but he slew his son. And when he died, he said, the Lord shall look upon him and require it. See, he remembered not the kindness that his father had done, you know, to him. But he slew. This is a story of a king that took care of this guy from 7 years old. The priest. Yes, the priest was Joiada. And his priest's son's name was Zechariah in verse 20, if you read from there. So the priest died that nurtured this king from 7 years old. The king, he was a king from 7. You know, his name was Joash, if you read from verse 1. As soon as he died, the son of the priest prophesied against him. Said, man, what you're doing is all right. He forgot completely that he was raised by this guy's father. He killed him. The Bible says he remembered not. That's what we do. We remember not the kindness which people have done to you. Do you always remember the kindness of folks? Do you sit back, even in the Bible? The Bible says sometimes the king will bring the book of remembrance, right? Say, man, who do I need to bless? Who has done this thing? And then they'll say, oh, Mordecai, let's bless him. Do you do that? Do you sit down? You know, we do so in Thanksgiving. Say, look, folks that God have used in your life mightily. Maybe they're in Alaska. Look them up, call them, and said, sir, hello, this is Leon. I will never forget the man, Peter Goshianas, that made me to have my very first credit card. He took me straight to the bank, go sign for me. He was my manager. Spoke, said, no, he will pay. Guaranteed that I will pay. That's how I got my credit card. That's how I got my credit built up to today. I still have a very strong credit. Glory to God. Amen. But it was because of Pirago Sharad. I had no idea, you know, didn't have any way to start a credit. It's not like today where you could, you know, do the 500 thing, you know. No, back then you had to just really apply and have a job, a good job, and credit history. I said, how are we going to have credit history without somebody giving you credit? It was tough back then, but Mr. Goshiana helped me out. That's the man. I played an integral part, a role in my life. What about you? Somebody made you something. Somebody has done something that you know that you know. Without them, you won't be where you are. You won't be who you are. Could be your parents. Who is that person? Have you forgotten that the kindness of that man, the kindness of that woman, the kindness of that boss, the kindness of that neighbor? It shouldn't be so. Let's turn to 1 Samuel. Look at another incident. We're almost there. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. For sake of time, we'll look at verse 6. It says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Let's just stop right there, you know, because of time. They were talking about stoning David. These were his men. If you know the story very well, this man, David, raised them up. Remember, they were disgruntled with Saul. They were, you know, Saul, you know, chased them away, and they were just hoodlums. About 400 of them. David said, come to me, and raise them up, and they became mighty men in battle. Then look at what they want to do to David. Stone him. What did David do? Just because he took them to fight another war, by the time he came back, they had raided their camp. It wasn't David's fault. They raided their camp and took their sons and wives away, including David's wife. But now, this 400 men say, man, David, we need your head. Is that what we reward? Is that how we reward people? Because let's just say it was a mistake. But it was no mistake. I've given you three examples. Balaam, that we have just read. It wasn't the donkey's mistake. He was trying to save him. But what did he get? Three beatings. Zacharias. He was prophesying, saying what the Lord has said about this king. What did he get? He got killed. David, he took them on a war. So with this man, as long as David was winning war, you know, David was a warrior, and he always brings spoils of war. And even in this chapter, you know, later on, you see that he went and conquered and brought back those people, and the people were so happy. Soon, as long as David was winning war and bringing the spoils of war, you know, sometimes, yeah, they will fight and bring women, a lot of women, and then, you know, distribute those women among themselves and stuff. As long as David was doing that, yeah, you the man, yeah, yeah. But as soon as David one mistake, they flip. That's how we are. We shouldn't be that way. Finally, brethren, let's look at Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26. Are we there? Say amen. 26. And we consider from verse 47. He said, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. even the Lord. He called him friend. This was Judas. He was trained 3 years by the Lord, giving him power, opening his eyes to kingdom blessing, power over demons, power to preach the gospel. At one point, Jesus even washed his feet, his dirty feet. At another point, Jesus fed him, dipped bread and spoon-fed him, this Judas. But what did he reward the Lord with? Kiss of death. Betrayal. Say, whosoever I kiss, he's the one. Hold him fast. Don't let him go. He's the one. Take him and kill him. What did Jesus do to Judas? All but kindness. Nothing but kindness. Brethren, look at your life. Consider some folks that you have gone off on. Some folks that you have bad-mouthed. Even your parents. Things that you have said. Even your pastor. Things that you have done. It's time for you to get a hold of your selfishness. Your husband. Things that you have said about. Your parents. I'm talking about folks that have played an integral role. You know, let's just consider parents. I believe no child should ever have anything bad to say about their parents. For the very fact your mom carried you 9 months. 9 months of hard labor. I'm not talking the labor of birth. That's just a different level. I'm talking the labor of running, you know, under the rain, cooking, going to the store, cleaning, while you are sitting, chilling in there, you know, with your little, you know, feet. That's what I'm talking about. You must, that's why the Bible says, honor what? Your parents. And then when you come out, at 2 a.m. At 3 a.m. Nobody can sleep. You terrorize the entire building. And then one day, you grow up. What are you talking about, Mom? Here we go again. I'm talking about you. Yo. Hey, Bob. Huh? That's his dad. He's calling Bob. No, 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 no. God cannot be pleased. That's a different level of respect. That's the first people. Those are the first people you must respect. You must honor. Your parents. It is the only only commandment with a promise in the Bible. It says, honor your parents, that it may be what? Well with you and live long. That's not my word. It is God's word. So, whose kindness have you trashed? Whose kindness have you poo-pooed? Whose kindness have you forgotten that you've chosen not to remember? God is calling you to account today. Balaam was mistreating a dumb donkey. But you're not mistreating a dog, you're not mistreating a donkey, you're mistreating your fellow man. A man, a woman, made in the image of Christ. That has bent backward, forward, sideways to help you. now today. Who is the dumbass that you have smitten three times that you need to talk to God about? It's never too late to repent. My duty as a preacher is to always call to your memory things that you may have overlooked, or things that you are still doing, or things that are ahead of you, so that when you want to pull the trigger, you'll remember a message like this and say, no, I've heard this. This is not right. I met a 19-year-old girl when I went, my mission trip last year in Africa. And I was talking to her, and she told me that she remembered a message that her pastor had preached. Do not be the first. I said, man, why did that strike you? I mean, he said, well, the pastor was saying, don't be the first of doing anything evil that you grew up, you didn't see your parents do. And now you'll be the first one in the family to do it. They said, my parents didn't drink. They didn't smoke. So, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. You see, that's the life we ought to live. A life of distant memory of messages that you have heard. A message like today. Quit burning bridges. Don't burn bridge. Any bridge that you burn, go and fix it. So I'll give you 2 minutes. Search your heart. Just repent. Talk to God and say, Father, forgive me. This message, I know, Lord, it concerns me. It has pricked my heart. I have done this to this person. And then also remember, if you have to make the restitution, if you need to pick up the phone to call the person, do so. The Bible said, why would you do so? To fulfill all righteousness. Talk to God. If it's your parents, talk to him. If it's your husband that you have treated like this donkey, if you know you have that Balaamism in you, tell God. If it's your boss, if it's your wife, look what I'm talking about, using people, manipulating people, no matter how small, taking advantage of folks, and then after that, you trash them. Oh, God. Are you a supervisor somewhere? You treat your employees terribly? Even though you know you're about to fire them, you're about to let them go, you're about to lay them off, you misuse them? Are you one of those that abuse immigrants? You call them to work. You don't want to pay them. You badmouth them. But when you need them, you go call them to mow your grass. But you are one of those that constantly talk bad about them. But you are using them. You are benefiting from their services. That's Balaamism. Talk to God. Ask God to purge your heart. He says, when you hear this word, when you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. Talk to the Lord God Almighty this day. Say, Father, forgive me. This is what I've done. I've used people in the past. I have a tendency to use people. I have a tendency to objectify people, to make people objects. I've done it before. Lord, here I am. Help me. Forgive me. Talk to him. Talk to him. Say, Father, forgive me. That's all it takes. Lord, forgive me. And the fact that you've heard this message, you don't want to do it again. You're not going to do it again. Treat people like people. Don't treat them. Though this was an animal. Yes, animals even have rights. How about man? Talk to God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Pray. Say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us all, O God. In the name of Jesus. Where we have mistreated folks in our lives. People that you have sent our ways. The angels of God that you have sent our ways. The men and women that you have sent our ways. That husband that you badmouth. That wife that you hate. That you abuse sometimes. It's time to repent. Your ungrateful heart towards your parents, where you are taking them for granted. Say, Father, forgive me. Lord, I have sinned. Balaam himself said, Lord, I have sinned. Lord, I have sinned. So cry to the Lord. Say, Lord. You have a tendency to make people objects. You have a tendency. Yeah. To just use people. Use them. Use them. Use them. As long as they make you happy, they are great. But the slightest mistake they make, they are worthless. They are useless. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me.